Hi, everybody. That's right. It's good stuff. We love to share the good stuff, and here's some good stuff. Are you ready to dive into the heart of American agriculture? You want to uncover the secrets of successful ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. That's what you got to do. Revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers. Explore reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, progressive auction markets. They have a lot on horses as well. So make sure you check it out. It's Tri-State Livestock News. Tri-State Livestock News. You can go to tsln.com to subscribe.
An Irish cowboy song, appropriate as we count down the days now to St. Patrick's Day coming up on Monday. 'Tis an Irish cowboy melody, round the campfire's fading light, as a gentle air of Fair Coleen calms a bedded herd tonight. It's the end of the day for beast and man, and the time for rest to come, while a nighthawk rides around the herd and a melody he hums. Not a hand who lies upon the ground is an Irishman asleep, but old Aaron's song's a welcomed one for a nightly vigil's keep. For no fairer tune could take the place of an Irish lullaby, with a gentle grace and litlin' air, though 100 angels try. It's a gift that came from Ireland, sure, and it found a home out here, as a part of cowboy life and lore, like the horse and longhorn steer. Not a rope, nor horse, nor man out there could have done the job alone, nor controlled a restless herd each night, if it wasn't for a song. Like an Irish cowboy melody round the campfire's fading light, as a gentler air of Fair Coleen calms a bedded herd tonight. And that was back several years ago from Rod Nichols with an Irish cowboy song.
Okay, I'll meet you with that, Mike. I've got a piece called So God Made a Cowboy.
Okay.
All right. This is by Kaylin M. Waters. On the eighth day, God made the farmer, but he was not done. He looked down on the wilds of his untamed earth and said, I need someone who will never be broken. And so his greatest work began. First, he filled their belly full of guts and hearts full of try. Then he called them a cowboy. He needed someone who could handle a horse, teach them, tame them, but never break them. Someone whose soul needed the saddle and would not change with the world around them. So God made a cowboy. He needed someone who could find a hot bull in a 100-section pasture, ride a bronc, hold a family together, read a brand, let wrongdoings go, and pull a tight cinch. God needed someone who didn't mind dusty cow pens, smoky branding irons, long days and cold nights. So God made a cowboy. It had to be someone who could make a living with their rope, cow dog, and a few good horses. Someone who would never know a 40-hour week nor care to. He needed to create a proud man, one who would take a stand and whose greatest compliment would be to have his kids called handy. So God made a cowboy. But after he created the cowboy, he was far from done. While his creation was tough and untamed, they would need more than just a good horse to share their name, and no ordinary woman would understand the cowboy. God needed to create a woman who didn't want store-bought roses by the dozen, but rather wildflowers seldom picked and sweet cowboy lovin'. He needed someone who could take a good cussin' in the working pens, love unconditionally, and forgive. Someone who could open her own doors, sweep tack room floors, look past muddy boots on kitchen floors, make a home, hold her own, and have an eye for a good horse. Someone who didn't need lavish flattery, but would find joy in a spring-born colt. Someone who could raise babies, fix fence, patch jeans, and never waver in hard times of cowboy life. So God made a cowboy's wife. And when God fashioned the cowboy and his wife, he made them in his exact likeness and image, and blessed them for all their earthly life. Kaylin M. Waters. Isn't that great?
That is great. Should save that for the Great American Day of the Cowboy.
Oh, that would be a perfect one for that, wouldn't it? Three rough-looking bikers stomped into a truck stop where a grizzled old-timer is having breakfast. One of the bikers extinguished his cigarette in the old guy's pancakes. The second biker spits a wad of chewing tobacco into his coffee. And the third biker dumps the whole plate onto the floor. Without a word of protest, the old guy pays his bill and leaves. Not much of a man, is he? Says one of the bikers. Not much of a driver either, says the waitress. He just backed his truck over three motorcycles.
never mess with the old guys, right?
That's right.
Folks, if you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening to the good stuff.